It's the Dose of Fat, show number 128 for Friday, September 22nd, 2017.
Tonight, taped live in Berkeley in the Midwest, Madison, Wisconsin, it's the occasional Dose of Fat with Leia and Gomez.
Welcome to the vernal equinox version of the Dose of Fat. I'm your Tio Gomez. We're pretty stoked about tonight's show, primarily because the two people that are in the zoo exhibit and the alternate studio over there.
Courtesies of Midwest Family Broadcasting, located out of Wisconsin's very own Madison, Wisconsin.
That's right. We have a posh new studio that, I don't know, if you check Leia's Snapchat, you might get a sneak peek behind the scenes.
Now we know how I got an invite onto the show.
That's exactly why. You got to behave yourself in here.
So first, let me introduce you to the new co-host of the show, Leia. She doesn't like me to say her last name.
You can do it once.
Leia Schneeberger. Leia is
Hi.
The...
Did he say it right?
He did. He got it.
Leia is the 2017 Fat Bike Berkey champion. She just was crowned, and she's actually wearing the crown. It's lovely. Resplendent in emeralds
Sparkly.
And sapphires. Of the WARS Women's Elite class. So that's like you know, pros.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, we're so pro.
That's what I tell myself every day. And
all eight of us.
And Leia happens to also be princess of the entire stankin' planet of Alderaan.
No big. Hi, everyone. Happy to be back and fat.
Yes, indeed. And stepping into the fabled role of color announcer as two-time single-speed USA champion, one-time Pugsley world champion, and maybe the guy you've seen racing a big fat dummy in a Viking uniform, the Spinner Ryerson.
Hello, everyone. I just want to make sure that I announce that I have zero tolerance for Dave Lenz. That's the one thing I want everybody to know as soon as I come on a radio show.
Dave Lenz at DaveLenz.com. The Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by the evil genius of Surly Bikes. Learn more about bikes, ice beer, and the liquor apocalypse at surlybikes.com. Leia, I think I might need one of those spit guards. I think I might be.
You want to borrow mine?
You need the filter?
I've got a bad nose whistle here going on. I don't know. So this is the part of the show where our new members, our new cast, get to shine. The old guys, J.K. Livin and Sven, we've got them in the freezer. After the show, we're going to serve them with a nice Chianti and fava beans. But first up is Leia. Why don't you tell us how I talked you into this fun little hobby? Did I say, hey?
Well, yeah, you caught me after the fat bike Berkey where I was nearly frozen to death.
A little delirious?
And a little, yeah, I almost in a coma.
What did I sign up for?
And he had a blanket. You get on my show, I'll give you this blanket. That's how he got me.
It was zero below when I restarted.
It was zero below.
Yes.
You have verklempt.
My body was freezing from the inside out, from the air that I was breathing in.
And then I got you to come on the show, and then didn't actually do that show, and Sven and the charming Chris Zito interviewed you, and... What did you say that it reminded you
of? Oh, man, I thought I was on like a Tinder interview or something, that guy. So if you come to Milwaukee, will you smoke some dope with me and ride some bikes in the downtown? And we can do this urban style.
Zito's so smooth.
Oh, yeah.
So smooth.
Smooth as silk.
So I think we should probably turn the tables on him and have you interviewed him.
Yeah.
Hit him up for,
yeah,
you know,
let's
like.
Let's call him.
You know, talk to him about. How, what kind of intervals he does, and, you know, what his resting heart rate is, all that.
We can match watts.
How much wattage in your cottage, Zito?
How much pain in your cave?
Oh, boy.
And so that was Leia's story. And, you know, Spinner and I go back to the big wheel ballyhoo when you were like, a sophomore in college or something.
Yeah, well, that was my first 29er. That was the 29 plus festival in Decorah. And,
right.
Yeah, that's right. That was that before fat bikes? I think the Purple Pugsley was out maybe, but
yeah. Before they became a thing.
Yeah. I know the one time you invited me to your house and I kind of blacked out and I woke up in a hot tub with Colin and Colin and Kelsey in your backyard, and that was you're like, "Hey,
I can remember.
Where are we? Gomez's?" I'm like, this makes sense. This is
That sounds like the first fat bike race that I ran.
And that was, I think that was the first fat bike race. Was that at Silver Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was, well, if it was at Silver Lake, it was the second year of that first race.
Okay.
That was the year we had like 14 people stay over at the house.
Yes.
And I believe that, Wanda Kennedy was there. Yep. And
Randy Bobandy got
Randy
nuts.
Yeah. It was,
you guys are still friends?
That is.
Are we almost done reminiscing about one night in 1976?
This was 2012 or 11.
We literally talked about everything we can remember about that night. So I think we can move on.
So right. Spinner comes to the show from a long relationship of weirdness and bike stuff.
Yeah, and actually, Leia and I do a lot of the same races, but we have very different goals when we show up.
Yeah, mine is how many times can I lap Spinall?
That's a record. Three, four.
We're going to talk about.
I remember you asked me now, but I remember coming up the hill, and the Berkey this year was five laps of King of the Hill.
Yeah.
He said it was 0 degrees when we started, and the north facing slopes were ice, and the south facing slopes were mud, and it was. There was way too many people falling over on their bikes mid-hill.
Oh, they were sprawled all over the damn trail.
A lot of people, everybody should have had studs. I didn't, but I had a different strategy.
Blame it on the lack of studs.
I had a big fat dummy. So right. My bike was literally too light in the back, and I threw beer back there to keep put weight on the back wheel.
So when I passed you, were you on the bike or were you on the ground?
I said, if you can grab one, you can have one. That's what I was telling everybody. Because there was literally an 18-pack of High Life back there.
I should have, because my water was frozen like a rock by that point.
Yep, that beer did not freeze.
Really?
Plan ahead.
I thought if you just crack one, it would just like foam a little bit and freeze.
No, it foams, so you can drink foam.
Yeah?
Yeah,
true. It's true. So
what's going to be on the show, Spinner?
We start out the show with the event of the week, the Ice Man Cometh. And that's also, let's talk about events of the week, Schwamigan 40. You probably heard of Yacht Rock. Well, tonight we'll share our network premiere of Fat Bike Rock. We talked to our special guest, the brand manager for Salsa Cycles, Mr. Joe Miser. We're going to introduce a new segment of Fat Bike Radio News Desk. And in our special segment, we'll reveal some new nomenclature, something about getting chicked.
Yeah, it's a new term for a lapping spinner.
Oh, shit. Shit me so hard.
So let's get right into the event of the week, maybe starting with a sidebar on how the Schwamigan 40 went.
Okay, so I wasn't there, but I was paying attention. And Miss Kaya Anderson won it for the second time. Her first win was in 1999. You guys, this woman has been racing pro for over 20 years and took her second win. Also won the Ortishore this year, so she's got a shot at the Triple Crown. So which if she wins the Ortishore, the Schwamigan 40, and the Iceman, she will be the first woman ever to win the Triple Crown.
And is it a nicer crown than the one you're wearing right now?
It's close, but
for now.
I mean,
for now. Is that the goal for next year? You got sights set on Kaya?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming for her. I said that to one girl one time, and she goes, this is the best. She's like, we're all coming for somebody. Like, all right, let's go. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then the Wisco Disco, he came in second, Mr. Brian Motter. He's won the sucker six times. So this new guy, Payson, said not today, took him by 8 seconds. And then you got the Short Fat, which was won. Both the women's and male divisions were won by kids that are in high school still.
That's crazy.
And this Anna Christian, this is going to be a name to look out for. She's in high school, and she got the new course record. She did the 16 miles in 55 minutes and 16 seconds.
That is a high school.
That is flying.
Yeah.
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 What is going on? Are kids getting faster? Are they more athletic? Or is the bike technology just way ahead of where it used to be? Is it a combination and everything, you think?
It's got to be.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know the youth. I was up there, so we have a party spot like right before you bomb down the hill in between the pirates and the finish.
By the tree?
And you saw a bunch of them rolling through.
And a bunch of them rolling through. Yeah, so we got out there just in time. We're probably 5 minutes ahead of the four-wheelers when they came through. And then, we cheer and heckle, and we're hectators.
There's more opportunity for the kids to race. Now you got the NICA. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin's a part of that, the Wisconsin High School League. They got racers starting even at sixth graders.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and they're racing almost every weekend this fall. And they are on better bikes, these little suckers.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm growing up and I'm on a banana bike that costs $20 from Toys R Us, and these kids are riding $5,000 full suspension carbon bikes. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
I remember my secondhand strawberry shortcake bike that was handed down to me from my cousin.
It did have the stickers on it?
Speaking of, it had white discs and wheels.
Explains a lot right there.
Yeah.
About that. That explains a lot about that all white Pugsley. It's the memories. Strawberry shortcake.
Fondness of my childhood. Yeah.
Pugsley. Schwamigan is the second jewel in what might be this young lady, Kaya? How do you
Kaya.
Say
Kaya.
Kaya. Kaya Anderson. That might be her crown.
Mm-hmm. It could be. She's got to win the Iceman Cometh, though. That's coming up early November. It's in Traverse Bay, Michigan. It's a 28-miler point-to-point, but there are huge cash prizes. So that brings out some big names. Last year, we even had Olympian Chloe Woodruff came on out. It's going to be tough. There's girls from all over the country coming out for that one. This is a big one.
I've actually raced that race back in the dark ages.
Was it snowing?
No, it was actually fairly balmy. And my memory is that I just took a complete endo in a sand patch with the full lining of crowd. It's like
you
right
were
before
that guy.
Right before a big hill where they had a feed stop at the top. There's like a huge crowd of people. And I just got up and said, "Lady, you're a professional. Get up, dust yourself off, and get back on that bike."
That's a point to point.
Yes.
Behind you at some point? No.
Never. I would never chick Gomez.
You wouldn't chick Gomez?
Oh, no.
Leo's probably 12 when we're talking about sometimes. Would it back in the 90s?
Is Star Wars out yet? When did this happen?
Oh, well, yeah, Star Wars started in 77, dude. So.
Oh, okay.
Come on, don't age the man.
I was writing.
He's been doing a good job of that himself.
Oh man, that's it. This is the new cast. Is going to be the end of Gomez. The mummy. They'll now start calling me the mummy.
So the Iceman is the third jewel in the Great Lakes Mountain Bike Triple Crown. So the first being Over the Shore, second being Schwamigan 40, and the third being the Iceman. So is that unspoken Triple Crown, or is that just kind of, you just know it because you're fast, and fast people just know this?
You just know it because you're in the Midwest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they do have fat bike divisions in each one of these races.
Gotcha.
Indeed.
They have single speed divisions?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's all I needed to know.
This week we have some fat bike music to share. Our friends up at the Surly World headquarters turned us on to this. This is a little ditty from Tim Burchard. And here's Tim to introduce his song, Fat Bikes for Planet Earth.
Hey guys, this is Tim Burchard from Durango, Colorado, USA, with my new song, Fat Bikes for Planet Earth. After researching fat bikes and drooling over them for about 3 years, I finally found a used 2012 Salsa Muckluck 3 on Craigslist. I drove 4 hours to check it out, and after riding it for about 30 seconds, I was in love. I thought, wouldn't it be cool if everyone in the world could have this much fun? My Muckluck has a Larry on the back, a big fat Larry on the front, and it always makes me smile. I don't really go very fast, but I always have a good time on my fat bike. Fat Bikes for Planet Earth is about my love for fat bikes. I hope you dig it.
Oh, what a lovely bicycle.
Those are some big tires. 馬なんて素敵な2番手、それらのタイヤはとても大きいです。
Oh mon dieu, ce vélo est tellement sexy.
We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes in our land. We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes in our land.
Inhabitants of planet Earth, we are pleased to announce Fat Bikes for Everyone.
惑星地球の住人皆のために太ったバイクを発表することを嬉しく思います。
Put your butt on the seat. Now pedal your feet. Put your butt on the seat. Now pedal, pedal. We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes. Now pedal your feet. 4-inch on the back. 5-inch on the front. We ain't never going down. We ain't never going down.
I'm gonna
We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes. We need fat bikes. Oh!
Lol, quelle belle bicyclette. C'est que me sens si grand.
Oh, que hermosa bicicleta. Los neumáticos son tan grandes.
Wow, 可爱的自行车，那些轮胎太大了。
Oh, was für ein schönes Fahrrad. Die Reifen sind so groß.
نجاح باهر. ما الدراجة جميلة تبكي الأطارات الكبيرة جدا.
Desire, and I want nothing more than to ride that fat bike myself.
je vois quelqu'un conduire un gros vélo, je ne peux pas me contrôler. La beauté, la passion, le feu. Je suis balayé par une tornade de désir, et je veux rien de plus que de monter ce gros vélo moi-même.
Inhabitants of planet Earth, it would seem that there has been a slight administrative oversight. Fat bikes will be delivered to the lovely inhabitants of Far Arcturus. Planet Earth, it would seem, is scheduled for destruction in 10 seconds. We apologize for any inconvenience.
I'm gonna ride.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands: Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yeah, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
Please welcome to the radio program, Joe Miser, product manager for Salsa Cycles.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Hi, Joe.
We are good.
Hey, Joe! Yes.
Oh, that would be me. That pointing at my face, that would be me. All right. Okay, we asked Joe here to talk about the new 27.5 by 4 wheel size on the new 2018 Bear Grease. Why don't we just get into that right away? So why did Salsa make the decision to change from the 26 by 4 to the 27.5 by 4?
Well, we made a decision to change for a couple of reasons there, Leah. We number one, the Bear Grease is our race platform. It's been around since 2013 in aluminum, and it was the first carbon fat bike introduced in 2015, and the platforms remain unchanged since then, and we've been testing the 27.5 by 4 platform over the last couple seasons and felt that that technology had really matured and the category had really matured to the point where it offered some advantages and benefits over the 26 by 4 platform for some riders.
So if I was an elite racer, why should I upgrade from the current 2015 carbon Bear Grease, which I love, to the new 2018?
Well, I'm glad you love your Bear Grease.
I do.
All. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, you're going to have to put the hard sale on me.
Absolutely. I've been riding 27.5 for over a year now. I've ridden it on my Bear Grease and our Mucklucht Carbon. Those are the platforms I've spent the majority of my time on. I really like to explain it similar to the way we explained 29-inch wheels years ago when they came on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really three things I like to hit on there. Number one, they're a larger diameter. So what that means is for the same width tire, 27.5 by 4 versus 26 by 4, we have a larger contact patch on the trail. In snow, that means more traction. In dirt, that means more traction. That larger diameter also means a better approach angle. So as we're going down the trail and hitting bumps, whether those are bumps created by other riders going over logs or snow machine bumps, which we often encounter in some of the races, we're going to approach those and we're going to go over those with more speed.
I like more speed.
More speed is where it's at, absolutely. And really the third is momentum. You know, what I found riding larger diameter wheels over the years, whether that was, going from 26 way back when to 29-inch, or in recent years, riding 27.5 by 3 versus 29 by 3, and in this case, 26 by 4 or 27.5 by 4, is once you learn to trust the traction that those wheels offer, keep your fingers off the brakes, and really trust them through corners, you can carry more momentum and more speed through the corners. And in the winter in the snow races, that's particularly true when we're riding, such as Fat Bike Berkey on a snow machine trail, or even in the woods on a groomed single track trail as well.
You had me at speed.
Great. That's what we want to hear.
So would I be able to fit the new wheel size on my current Bear Grease?
Absolutely. Oh. When we designed the Bear Grease in back in 2014-15, that was around the same time Surly was working on larger 26x5-inch tires as well as 29x3-inch tires. Mm. So back then in 2013-14, we had the foresight to add that clearance into that bike for 29x2D and 26x4.6 in this case on the Bear Grease, and that gave us the envelope to fit the 27.5x4 on the Bear Grease today. So if you have a 2015 carbon Bear Grease through a 2018 Bear Grease, you're going to be able to upgrade your wheels and run 27.5x4 tires.
Well, cool. Joe, I have one surprise question, I guess, that it's something that you had shared with us at Saddle Drive about running lower tire pressure in the 27.5 on soft conditions. Can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, so over the years, as we've been testing fat bike tires, we carry around very low pressure gauges with us. These are gauges that run, you know, 0 to 15 PSI, and they become pretty commonplace now. And, you know, one of the things I do is I try to find my pressure, first of all, kind of a little bit more intuitively. So it's just stopping on the side of the trail, let pressure out of the tires. And what I found riding 27.5x4 tires was that I was running 1 to 2 PSI lower than I typically would in the tires. And that I found really advantageous, particularly for cornering traction and keeping that tire on the ground and in contact with the ground on it. And really what that stems from is the shorter sidewalls on the tires. You have a shorter sidewall, a stiffer sidewall, and that allows us to run a little bit lower pressure.
Cool. So if I'm a consumer, where can I throw a leg over one of the 2018 Salsas?
Well, I'm happy to say that Salsa bike shops have our bikes in stock and in many cases on the floor now. So you can head down to your local Salsa dealer, wherever that is, and check out the new 18 Bear Grease.
Like brokenspokebikes.com.
Broken Spokes is a fantastic dealer.
So any closing thoughts, Joe? I mean, anything else that we should know about these bikes?
Well, as I said, the Bear Grease has been around for some time. It's a proven platform, and we're really excited to introduce the 27.5 wheel size on it this year. You know, and really, more than anything, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you. I actually learned a lot, and I'm excited to grab me a pair of these wheels myself. So thank you.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Joe.
See ya.
Bye now.
That was Joe Miser from Salsa Cycles.
You're listening to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, we're back from break, and this is your Fat Bike Radio News Desk. I'm Leah here at Fat Bike Radio World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. Our lead story is about traveling with your bicycle and comes from our roving reporter, Spinner Ryerson.
All right, I just want to talk about I recently went out to Bellingham. Coming in?
I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot. He's getting close.
My computer's about to go down.
Okay.
Battery life is like,
I'm never getting cozy. Anyways, okay. Yeah, so I recently went out to Bellingham for Single Speed USA, Bellingham, Washington. We flew into Seattle using, I want to say it was Sun Country Airlines. Everybody was getting ready for the trip, packing up their bikes, taking apart, you know, got to find a box. Do you buy a bag? Do you buy, like, a Thule bag, Thule package, whatever, to throw your bike in and take it apart? I went on to what the requirements were because I was kind of worried about weight and things like that. And I saw on the website they said all you need to do is turn the bars, take the pedals off, and you can roll your bike in and fly with your bike outside of a box. So I thought, that sounds great. I'm going to try it. I was a little leery, but the night before, so what I did is I threw a frame bag on my Krampus, took the pedals off, threw the pedals in the bag. Again, this is a single speed. I'm not worried about my gears and shifters and derailleurs and extra cables, things like that. Yep, turned the bars sideways. I did a little extra in that I loosened up the brake levers and tilted the brake levers in so they weren't sticking out. Rolled up to the baggage check, and they threw a tag around the front fork. That was it. That's the last I saw of the bike. It came off the plane in Seattle, and it looked just like I had left it. So it came off the plane, not really scratched up. This is a little bit of a different, so it's a Surly, the original green, I think it's called Moonlight Surly Krampus, and it's got some scratches and dings, but it, I wasn't worried about it being banged up that much. I think if anybody's going to beat up my bike, it's going to be me. I'm not worried about what they did to it. Same thing on the way back. I had a little bit of a hassle on the way back when there's like, are you sure you can do this? I'm like, this is how I flew it out. They're like, okay. I walked it over. They said, fine. I got the bike back. And again, once I got to the airport, just open the frame bag, take the tool out, straighten the bar, throw the pedals on, and we're down the road. So, great experience. It was Sun Country Airlines. I don't know who all does it, but if you want to fly your bike and you're not worried about it getting beat up, and like I say, I don't think mine got beat up at all, you don't need to box your bike. You can just turn the bars, take off the pedals, and go. So back to you at the news desk, Leah.
SRAM Women Bike Mechanic Seminar Scholarships. You can apply at SRAM.com, and that link can also be found on our show notes.
So this is an opportunity for ladies that work at a bike shop to get a deeper understanding of the mechanics and to learn about more advanced, techniques at this seminar. And it's a scholarship for, I don't know how many people. I guess if you click on the link that's in the show notes, you'll find out. But
you can similar. Learn how to turn your bars. You can take your pedals off. You might understand what a disc brake is. Not everybody knows.
I know that I have disc brakes.
There you go. Okay. You don't know what they are. They're probably in the wheel somewhere. Okay.
But now that we have a female co-host, we're focusing more on women in cycling. It's always kind of been my goal is to support women cycling in some way. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of where we're going. Now that Leah. Oh.
Oh, man, strike one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm glad you did.
Do I get three a show?
I'm glad you did it before I did.
You're lucky you're in the other room.
Oh. See, I'm seeing the benefits of being in the other room already.
I have to be careful. We have breaking news coming in from Minneapolis. We're taking you live to Jeremy Throat Warboat Mangrove in the Twin Cities.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Spinner. Those rascals at Surly have a new tire up on their website called Edna. Fat Bike Radio News made an official inquiry to the official Intergalactic Surly Regional Headquarters. And according to their engineer, Thor, the new tire is not named after my great aunt Edna. Rather, it has a fractional nod to Edna St. Vincent Millay, the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet from the 20th century. Edna is a knobby fat tire and may or may not be available sometime soon. Back to you, Leah.
Let's remind our listeners that we have links to all of our stories in the show notes at fat-bike.com. Now, here's Spinner.
Spinner with more.
Yeah, we're not going over all of these, right? I thought we were going to, cut these out and move on down the line.
Right after Spinner says, check out more of our fascinating fat bike news stories.
I did that.
Yeah,
show notes.
Said exactly what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah. Yeah, so we had the same line twice.
Yes. Wait a second.
You didn't hear me say it? What are you doing in there?
I can't talk I can't listen while I'm talking, can I?
We're just going to cut this whole segment. You better get your little editing fingers going here after we're done.
That's all.
The fat and plus bike news in a nutshell. Till next time, I'm Leah, along with Spinner Ryerson and the entire Fat-Bike Radio News team wishing you preferred starts.
In tonight's special segment, Leah and Spinner introduce our audience to
Getting Chicked.
So what is Getting Chicked?
I found this out in Single Speed, Arizona. And if you know Shauna Powell from Endless Bike Girl, she has Endless Cogs, yes. So I got chicked going up a hill. And I thought it was silly, you know, riding around the desert in a Viking costume. But she passed me going uphill in a butterfly costume on a single speed. So yeah, there's actually a great picture out there of this. So I got chicked. And for those of you who don't know, chicked, when you get chicked, is when a chick passes a dude in a bike race. So you have a lot of experience with chicking dudes.
Oh, that's why I ride my bike. I mean, all I want to do is pass every single guy that's on the trail.
Did you say that when you pass him?
Chicken, chicken. Chick, chick. No, sometimes the course is not wide enough to just get by, so you kind of got to sweet talk them to let them get by.
So you don't pull up behind somebody and say, hey, whenever you get a chance, like, you get around, you say,
oh, no, that never works. I'll do something like, hey, big guy, you know, would you like some company?
Yeah.
You know, or...
And they're like, oh, this chicken spandex, I'm going to let her go by.
Yeah, and then you can follow that ass all day.
There you go.
You know, I'll buy you a beer if you help me get to the podium. I mean...
What do you call that when you draft? Yeah, drafting. Sorry. Is there drafting in single track?
Oh, drafting is key everywhere.
Oh, yeah?
In life.
All right. So what if a dude passes a girl? What do you call that?
Dicked?
Getting chicked?
Getting dicked?
Getting dicked. If dudes pass dudes, is that still dicking? But yeah, so you're getting chicken and dicked.
What if you get passed on a, like, let's say you're on the road, and you're on a road bike, and you get passed by a chick on a fat bike?
I would not know what that feels like. I've never rode a road bike in my life.
I'd be impressed. I'd be like, damn.
You just got passed by a fat chick.
Fat chick.
Fat. I mean, how do you feel when that happens?
Does that happen? Do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
You chick road dudes on a fat bike?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken roadies. I like it. All right. All wearing spandex and stuff, and you're just like, yeah.
Gotta go. Uh-huh. They hear the tires coming.
Yeah. I thought that was a tractor. Yeah.
All right. When Leia sees you on the race course, I thought about this. I was like, she doesn't see a dude. She just sees 3 watts that she can steal from you.
I will use you for every last watt until I have you slingshot me.
You're like a wattage vampirist.
Everybody's an enemy. Everybody on the course.
Every in that 17 on the course, seconds.
Mm-hmm. Everyone on the course owes me 3 watts. And I'm going to get them.
I'm going to get them all.
Well, that's our show this week. I hope you enjoy the new crew. Comment in the comments. Email me at gomez@fatbike.com. That will be in the show notes as well.
I had a good time. I hope you had a good time.
I had a good time. Check us out on Instagram at fatbike.com.
And our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bikes, Parts, and Chaos of Surly Bikes. You can learn more at surlybikes.com.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Sweet dreams, bitches.
Mom requested the fire to pop a costume with you scanning.